All right, so President Donald Trump continues to break the law as President of the United States. And just because Mike Johnson and the Republicans in Congress don't care doesn't mean that we do. He's breaking the law, this time by violating what's called the Impoundment Act of 1974. And this might not sound flashy at first, but it cuts to the heart of whether America is still a democracy or whether one man, Donald Trump, can simply ignore the law and act like a king. And the stakes could not be higher, because if Congress loses its most fundamental power, which is the power of the purse given to it in the Constitution, then one of the last real checks on presidential abuse of powers disappears. So we're going to talk about the origins of the Impoundment Act, how Trump continues to violate it, why Mike Johnson and House Republicans look the other way, and why Democrats should continue to make this an issue heading into next year's midterms elections. Make sure to like and subscribe for new episodes every day right here on YouTube, and today's show starts right now. All right, welcome in. Of course, today's story relates to the Impoundment Act and how President Trump is violating it. So let's start with the history of the Impoundment Act, because context here matters. Back in the early 1970s, President Richard Nixon, a kindred spirit of President Donald Trump's, tried to do something that shocked lawmakers in both parties. You see, Nixon wanted to spend only the money he wanted and withhold the rest. So he attempted to impound funds, essentially refusing to spend money that Congress had already passed into law. And think about how dangerous that is, because the Constitution gives Congress, which is the people's branch of government, the authority to decide how money is raised with taxes and tariffs and how it's spent in terms of expenditures. That's the separation of powers at work. If a president could just ignore Congress's decisions and sit on money he didn't like, Congress would be made irrelevant overnight. Lawmakers back then saw the danger and they acted. And in 1974, they passed the Impoundment Control Act, 1974, and it made the rules crystal clear. Only Congress controls the power of the purse, reaffirming what's in the Constitution. The president cannot withhold or delay or redirect money that has already been appropriated by Congress. And if a president wants to change funding, they have to go back to Congress to do it, period. And this wasn't partisan. Democrats and Republicans supported it because they understood that no president, no matter the party, should be able to make Congress irrelevant when the founders made clear that if all branches were to come to loggerheads, the Congress would be more powerful than the executive, not less. You see, let's look at what Trump is doing now, because flash forward to 2025, and Trump is doing exactly what Nixon tried and failed to do. Trump is withholding and redirecting funds that Congress has already appropriated, not because of emergencies, not because of unforeseen crises, but because he wants to use those funds for his own political priorities. You see, in practice, this means programs that Congress passed, programs for families, students, and communities, are being starved of the money they were promised. Meanwhile, Trump funnels money into projects that serve his agenda. You see, this isn't just a budget dispute. It's a constitutional crisis. It's Trump saying, Congress doesn't matter. I'm the president. I'll decide how taxpayer dollars are spent. And here's the kicker. Republicans in Congress are letting him get away with it. You see, instead of defending their own institution, the legislative branch they were elected to serve, they're standing silently while Trump makes them irrelevant. They're choosing loyalty to Trump over loyalty to the Constitution. Mike Johnson, the weakest speaker of our lifetime, decides to let Trump neuter Congress, and they're just saying, thank you, Mr. President, for giving us the opportunity to be here. And this is so dangerous, because you might be thinking, okay, Josh, this is about budgets. Why does it matter so much? Because this is about the foundation of American democracy. You see, the framers of the Constitution designed a system where no single branch of government could dominate the others. Congress holds the purse strings. That's their ultimate check on executive authority. If a president can take that away, if Trump can withhold or redirect funds at will, then the separation of powers collapses immediately. You see, Congress becomes a little more than a debating society if they don't have their own rules. And America edges closer to authoritarian rule, which is exactly what Trump wants. And think about the precedent that's being set. If Trump can do this now, what about the next president? If this becomes normalized, then we will have permanently shifted toward a system where presidents can rewrite budgets on their own with no accountability. Who needs Congress? And that's not a democracy. That's a one-man rule. And to their credit, Democrats in Congress are sounding their alarm. They're demanding investigations into which programs Trump is illegally starving of funds. They're holding hearings to expose the impact of Trump's behavior on families and communities. And they're calling out President Trump's abuse of power for what it is, which is a violation of the law. And this isn't just another partisan talking point. This is about the Constitution itself. The Impoundment Act was designed as a bipartisan safeguard against the abuse of power. The only reason Trump is getting away with it is because today's Republican Party refuses to stand up with him, all the more reason why Democrats need to take back the House. And of course, this matters for 2026 because here's where this intersects with politics. If a Republican in the Republican's House, if they allow Trump to keep doing this, they're effectively endorsing a system where the president rules unilaterally without accountability. And that makes Congress weaker. It makes our democracy weaker, and it sets a precedent that will haunt this country for decades. And this should be a defining issue in the 2026 midterms, because Republicans are letting Trump rewrite the rules. Democrats are the ones defending the Congress, defending the Constitution, and defending the rule of law, not Republicans. And just like healthcare was the defining issue of 2018, defending democracy should be the defining issue of 2026. Because if Trump can just dismantle Congress's authority, then we lose. And we lose one of the most important protections of our democracy, and voters need to know that. And so, yes, the Impoundment Control Act of 1974 was written for moments exactly like this. Nixon tried to seize powers that weren't his, and Congress stood united and said no. Today, Donald Trump is trying what Nixon did, but unlike in the 1970s, the Republican Party today is enabling him every step of the way to do it. And if Congress loses the power of the purse, America loses one of the most important protections of our democracy. And once it's gone, getting it back won't be easy. It is a sad state of affairs and a sad commentary on the state of affairs in this country that the country worked better in the 1970s than it did today. That the country in 1970s had a president in Nixon that, like President Trump today, behaved more like a king and less like a president. But in 1970, just because Nixon was a Republican didn't mean the Republicans in Congress pledged their life to him. And those Republicans worked with Democrats to hold him accountable because that's their job. You see, those Republicans in the House in the 1970s understood that fealty to Nixon was a political end, but loyalty to the Constitution was a sacred oath they swore. Now, you contrast that and juxtapose it, which what's happening today with Mike Johnson and the Republicans in Congress, and they think that their sole goal of being in Congress is to deliver Trump's agenda. They think they're there to help Trump rather than to oversee him. And when you have a Congress that no longer wishes to oversee the executive branch, you have chaos and you have authoritarianism. So it's time we vote out these sycophants who believe their loyalty to Trump trumps their loyalty to the Constitution. It's time we remind President Trump that you are not a king, that we have no kings in America. It's time we enforce the Impoundment Act of 1974 and get our democracy back to a place where most Americans, at the very least, recognize it.